This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a very special bonus edition, a bonus episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. For this episode, we are joined by one of our patrons, Jay. You guys know him. Say what's up, Jay.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Yes, you guys know him. If you watch our live shows, you're familiar with him. He's always there. Yeah, and if you don't, you should be watching it. So Jay is going to be joining us. Now, what we're going to be doing is we do have some Patreon patrons, and every now and then, usually maybe every 2 months or 3 months, they're going to be joining us for a special bonus episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast where they're going to pick the movie, and me and Alex are going to review it with them. So Jay is the first one up. He was the first brave volunteer. The movie he picked was from 2015, a little movie called Sicario. So you guys already know, we got to ask the question. Alex, Jay, I'll go Alex first. When was the last time you watched this movie?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's been a while. I seen it once when I purchased it on 4K and never revisited it, which is shocking. Yeah. But we'll talk about that when we into the review. But yeah, I seen it once when I got it on 4K. So,
and Jay, yeah. Last time you saw it?
First time I seen it was when it was released on HBO, but the last time I saw it was just a couple of days ago.
Jay, doubling up. So. Yeah, I saw this at the theater and in 2015, and then I bought it on Blu-ray, and then I never watched it, and then I upgraded to 4K, and I just watched it today. So This is only my second time watching it, but we're going to get into it. We're going to bypass some of our normal stuff that you guys might be used to. We won't be going over the box office numbers or the Rotten Tomatoes scores, even though the Rotten Tomatoes scores are very high. Both. Box office was pretty good, and that's all you need. So We're just going to jump right into the review. You know the drill. We're going to be going lead character, main villain, action movie storyline overall, and then total points out of a 25. So, Alex, I'm hosting, so You get to go first. Jay, you will go second, and then I will go last. What did you think? Lead character now. We scored, of course, Emily Blunt as the lead character. What did you think?
Oh, she was amazing. She could carry more. You know, it's funny. Emily Blunt, that I got to give her a lot of respect because she doesn't take any type of role. She takes what she feels that, I guess, fits her acting chops. And man, she was great in this movie. I gave her a 5. She was perfect in this movie. Wow. She drove this movie, man. Her emotions, her chemistry with all the entire cast, Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin. Those are the main two other actors with her. And I thought it worked very well. Oh, and the guy from Get Out.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. She had very good chemistry with him too. But yeah, I thought she all around her acting ability was great for this type of movie. She led the way. So I give her a 5.
All right, Jay?
I would have to agree. I give her a 5 too. She was self-aware in this movie as the character. She played Kate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Little naive at first when she came in. She played the pawn and looking around. I mean, I would love to give Joff Borland a score too if we could. Because if you like when he first appearance, wearing the flip-flops. He was playing a sloppy kind of guy, you know, on the plane. He slept through his food all over the place on the ground. But Kate, a 5. I mean, Emily Blunt, a 5. Just great all around.
Well,
knew what she was doing.
Man, I hate to ruin the party here, but I didn't give her a 5. So I, of course, this is going to be a tough review, but I think Emily Blunt is great in this movie. I think the character is only okay in this movie. The idealistic, you know, FBI agent, cool, you know, just, you know, very by the books, but like hopeful and all this kind of crap. And then, of course, by the end of the movie, she will be brought down and realize that it's not all what it is, you know, when it comes to these sort of with cartels and all that. My problem with her is there's nothing about her that stands out. Like, she's just an agent. You know, she's divorced. And that's it. There's like no character that I found super interesting. Now, did I love Emily Blunt in the role? Yes. Her acting is good. But did I love the character? No. Now, I did like her I like her progression, though, from that idealistic FBI person to like the kind of by the end of it, just wrecked. So it's good. I give it a 4. I'm not at a five because if Benicio, he's the more interesting guy to watch in the movie. He's got mystery. There's no mystery around her, really. You know what I mean?
Well, she was by the book. That was the thing. She was like, her character was way by the book. She was young. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can see where you're going with it, but I guess,
I'm scoring. The character herself on paper, it's fine. It's good. But anyway, 4, 5, 5. Great. We're off to a great start. Now, this is, I don't know how you guys feel about this. Main villain. Now, this is being a cartel movie, but this is not your typical cartel movie because we don't have that big personality cartel leader he's not in the movie till the very end for about 3 minutes. So, but we got to score it using our criteria. So, Alex, what did you think?
All right. So, I didn't score him. I scored like the people that did the stuff. You know what I mean? Like, because you're absolutely right. We don't get to see him until the last 10 minutes of the movie. Like, literally. And I think we saw more of his organization throughout the movie than him, like, doing his work. So I gave that a 4 with the bodies in the wall, when them driving through Mexico, you saw them bodies hanging, sending a message like, you don't mess with us, man, because we're going to mess with you, man. And then, like, that I gave it a 4 because I was like, whoa. Like, it opened my eyes because I was like, okay, shit got real up in here. Like this cartel is not messing around. Now, if I'm going to judge the guy, he gets a 1 because he ain't do nothing. So, like, you could pick whatever you want, but I think we're going to lean more with the organization more than the... But, again, 1 for the bad guy, and then Charlie's the whole group, I give it a 4.
Fair enough. All right, Jay.
That's my same score as why I agree with Alex. I give it a 4. Even at the end of the movie, when the little boy's playing soccer, the cartel was still in control. Even after the guy was, well, we know, dead, the cartel, you could still hear the rat-a-tat-tat shooting at the end. Cartel was still in action. So I give it a 4 because that's how I felt about it.
Yeah,
so
I gave it a 1. So I, of course, scored the guy. Because, you know, I this is my mind.
I kind of figure.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy sucks. He's not in the movie. He just does nothing. And then when he does show up, he's eating dinner with his family and he gets wrecked. That's all he does. So now, to your points, I agree. As a whole, the cartel is evil in this movie. Like, they're blowing people up, putting bodies in the walls, the hanging, the freeway scene with all the tattooed guys. Mm-hmm. I agree. Although, even then, it's like spurts, right? Because a lot of the movie's not focused on them. It's focused on this team of people.
Yeah.
So this is not that's not what drives this movie. So I'm going to stick with my score, but I agree with your guys' points as well. But I just scored the guy, and as a cartel leader, he wasn't here. He wasn't there. So that's going to bring my score down a little bit. But that's okay. All right, action scenes.
5. And the reason, this is why I'm going to say why, because I know I'm throwing all these big numbers out. And the reason why, again, we're talking about quality of the action sequence. That scene of them driving to the border has to be one of the best scenes, I think, because there was no music. It was just straight ambient noise, right? Like, it was just straight. And it was very suspense. You didn't know where it was going to come from. You know, Benicio del Toro's character, the Sicario dude, is like, yo, dude, you know, he tells her, like, draw your weapon because stuff is going to happen. If you see a cop, shoot the guy because you don't know if he's good or evil. And I was like, yo, this is... And it's true. I mean, I don't know how true to life it is. I mean, I guess it is because they do research for these type of movies. So it's scary. That scene is scary. Anyone could pop you. And when you saw the cop behind her and she saw it from the rearview mirror and she shot him and she's like, oh, effing, you know, F this. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. That alone jacked those points up, baby. We had that. Them driving all the SUVs through the town of Mexico is very suspenseful. There was no action there. But I had to give it because it is of one of the most... You don't know if they had an RPG in a roof they could have hit. They could have did so much. Again, that all ties together. I'll say, okay. The beginning sequence with the bodies on the wall. Not action, but it's, you could tell something went down up in here. And then you got the explosion, which I love when you catch people off guard. And that caught me off guard again the second time viewing. So I'll say, okay, that's pretty good. And then the ambush at the end where, you know, Benicio del Toro, Sicario guy goes to the right.
The tunnel.
Yeah, he goes to the tunnel.
The whole tunnel thing.
Yeah, that was awesome. You didn't see that much action, but it was night vision, you know, thermal heat vision throughout. So I was like, okay, not bad. But again, that suspenseful part was Sicario guy. You know, the Benicio del Toro shined in that scene. So that jacked it up, so I had to give it a perfect. I was like, okay, edge of my seat. Go ahead.
All right, Jay.
You know what? I actually gave this a 3, but now that Alex made all that talking points,
Don't let him sway you, Jay.
He's swaying you, baby.
It went up to a four. I almost want to give it a five because all those talking points make sense. I'm going to give it a four. A four because those do make sense. Especially that I did that highway scene. I also want to mention, like, throughout the other scenes of action scenes, especially when they were the soundtrack. We don't talk about the theme in the music. Sometimes that theme actually does get your heart pumping, especially when that low bass of the it does actually kind of get your adrenaline pumping through that that movie. And so I think that helps give that action as well. So
you got
a Alex four. I want to give it a five. I do. Now Alex, that Alex
swayed him. You swayed him into your into
thank
your
you, court. Alex. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I won't be swayed, and I'm going to stick with Jay's original score. I gave it a three. Now let's be Alex. I don't disagree with anything you said. I don't disagree with anything you said. So, you know, it's not even about that. It's just about there's not a lot of action in this movie. Like, and that's okay. That's okay. I've never looked at this as an action movie. Mm-mm. So when Jay picked it, I hadn't seen it in a while. But what I remember, so there's not a lot of action in that movie, I don't think. Now, is the action that's there well done? To the extreme. Denis Villeneuve's a great director. So you shouldn't expect it to not be. The freeway, that like border scene is fantastic. And it's violent. I do like it. It's brutal. It's bloody. You know, when they shoot people, they get wrecked in this movie. but it, you know, it's actions in short spurts, just little bit here, a little bit there. It's sprinkled. So I didn't want to go. It's so well done. It's almost like it's so well done. I gave it a three because if I went quantity, it would be even lower. But it's I don't disagree with your point. The execution is spot on money. And for you, that gave it a five. For Jay, change it to a four. I'm going to stick with a three, but again, all valid.
Well, the thing is it wasn't like my thing was the quality of action.
Right. That's what I mean.
The execution and the quality. I think that was the focal point for me of this movie was that. But no, I get
you. We're not reviewing part two, but part two has a more action in it than this one from what I remember. So now, is it as well done? I don't know. Maybe we'll review it one day.
Is it director?
Different director. Nope. Different director. I don't know. I do remember liking it a lot, but it's a different director.
Different lead character as well. Well, it brings
a better lead character. All right. Let's go to story. Alex.
Okay, so now the story here. Okay, I gave the story a four.
Okay.
I like the story. And again, I always like that whole government type stories. And this one was actually pretty cool and creative. Honestly, first of all, when you start off the movie, you absolutely did not know that this was a revenge movie. All right, let's just be straight up honest with each other. We all sat here, we all watched it when we first watched it. We all did not think this was a revenge story. And it was pretty much a revenge story. It was Benicio del Toro was seeking revenge for his family. And at the end, I was like, holy crap, the United States helped him get what he needed. And I guess something at the end, you know, they get a payoff somewhere, which I didn't know. I didn't care. But we just cared about.
Well, they helped gain control, a little bit more control over the drug trade by taking out these cartels. Because with the whole point with the Medellin thing is in Colombia, they were the kind of the kingpins, especially 90s and things like that. And they want to get back to that where, hey, look, people are going to do drugs anyway, but at least if it's just one coming from one place, it's a little easier, you know,
to manage.
So that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But again, but all right. So fine. But we did not know that was that objective. Right. Mm-hmm. Like you were all caught off guard when you were like, oh, hell no. Like once Josh Brolin told Emily Blunt's character, like, yo, my man lost his wife, got beheaded, and the daughter dipped in acid. Like, what do you think was going to act like? And I was like, what? And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. Storyline was perfection. Again, I'm not giving it a five. OK, but I thought it was a great storyline. I was like, OK, this was good. It had me invested from the beginning. It wasn't like one of those boring, you know, like Dune where I was like falling asleep most of the whole movie. This had a good pace of action, a good pace of story. The characters was driving the story. To me, it worked so well. The balance of everything. I gave it a four for great.
All right, Jay.
I gave it a 5. I thought the story was perfect, though. I liked it. And if I may add, I felt like maybe this movie did have a little bit of layers to it, because you actually got a little bit of a side story father of the kid that was a soccer player, because, you know, he became somewhat of a mule because he was the mule that ended up connecting with Bell's Totoro's assassin that went because it. So, you know, and at the end, sadly, he got played soccer and. So, yeah, so there was a little bit of a layer in there. You got three characters, you know, you got Emily Blunt's Kate, and then you got Belle. And then, so I thought, you know, a little bit of layers. So I give it a 5, multiple story there. I mean, I wish I could say more there, but excellent 5.
All right, I could go either way here. Who do I agree with? I'm actually, for the first time, agreeing with Jay. I gave it a 5. This friggin' movie is, this friggin' movie is so good. Listen, this storyline is so good because I love the fact that it is not the typical cartel, you know, storyline. They are almost on the back burner. This story is about this government, like, black ops thing, right? Where, you know, when Victor Garber's character, shout out to the dad from Alias, he was in this, and we were talking about Alias on the TV shows. He tells them, he's like, hey, the people who are running this are elected officials. They're in the government. Just do what you're supposed to do and shut up when they try to go snitch, when her and Daniel Kaluuya try to go snitch. And I love that. I'm like, oh, this is like dirty. Josh Brolin is great. I love his character. And I love Benicio Del Toro's character.
Great character.
I think the biggest snub of this whole movie is that he didn't get nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. And I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
He has layers. He seems nice in one scene, like he cares about her. And literally at the end, he's willing to shoot her in the head if she doesn't sign the paper. And he does it in a way that's like, he's terrifying. But also, if you're not on his wrong side or anything, he seems like a good guy. It's really weird. You know, he has the talk in the hallway with the guy. He's like, I'm sorry about your family. And it's like a very cordial thing. And I don't even know what he did to that guy. I don't want to know what he did to that guy in that room. He's an amazing performance and amazing character. So 5 for me. I think the story is amazing. So overall,
I wanted to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, something else. And the other person I thought was actually pretty good in there, I wish he had a little bit more screen time, was Jeffrey Donovan's character.
Oh, like the other, like Brolin's right hand man.
Yeah, the one that sat up front with the glasses. Like he saw everything. I mean, I know he comes back in the second one. He had more screen time in that one.
I always call that guy Burn Notice.
Burn Notice.
I just call him. I forget his name all the time.
He was weird, but I thought he was pretty cool in this movie as well. Like,
he's a good actor. He's good.
Yeah.
Great cast. You even get John Bernthal in this one little scene as like a creep cop who tries to murder her. Like, well, first tries to sleep with her and then tries to murder her. Amazing. All right. Overall,
I gave it a 5. I think it has a perfect. And all joking aside, I don't want people to be like, oh, fives does not mean, again, me and Nate always says, not the end all be all of our ratings. I just think this is a perfect story driven, because it's a story driven movie sprinkled with the most perfection steak action you could ever cook in the kitchen.
That's steak action.
I'm telling you, that's the newest thing in our show. It's called steak action. And this thing is perfect. It is cooked to perfection.
Yeah.
The steak action. And the actors, all actors across the board, from the douches all the way down to the hitmans, and even the villain guy, he was actually really good when he was talking, not in front of my kids. And I was like, oh, dude, you're going to get it, bro. Like, just eat your steak, bro.
He blasted those kids.
Yeah,
he did. Just fell off my bed.
And his wife knew it. And that's the thing that I loved about it. His wife knew, because she could talk English.
Yeah.
And she knew what happened. She was like, oh, man, my man is coming to get him. But anyway, I loved it. I gave it a 5.
Fantastic. All right, Jay.
A five. This movie is one of those movies that you could pop in maybe once or twice a year, enjoy it. I mean, it's just, I'm just going to agree with Alex all the way. What everything he said is right. Jaw dropping, going in and popping off everybody at the end is just a jaw dropper. Why? Yeah. why would you not be shocked by that? That's all I got to say.
Right on. Okay, so I gave it a 4.5.
Come on.
Nate is different. He has this thing with fives. He doesn't give fives all over the place.
It's a four and a half. Yeah, for categories, yes. But overall, 4.5, a 9, a beautiful 9. Honestly, if I was scoring it, it might even be like a 9.5, but we're not built for those type of scores. So I'd have to give it like a 4.75 or something weird.
Change it to those scores if you want.
No, makes you easy. A 4.5 is fine. A 4.5, I think it's fantastic. I think the score is great. I think the visual, the look of the film. Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, Roger Deakins did the cinematography. He's maybe the best ever. The performances are great. Everybody across the board, everyone's good in this movie. The storyline is engaging. The bits of action are intense. And it's very suspenseful. And I love a good... I'm a horror movie fan. This is not a horror movie, but it's scary. This is a scary movie. What Alex said is 100% true. That scene on the... when they're driving through... it's terrifying. The whole time you think, they're going to die. Something's bad's going to happen. Especially because they set you up with that explosion at the beginning out of nowhere. Like, this is almost a horror movie. But it's like real life horror. Like, this real life is scarier than monster movies. They're putting people in barrels of acid and burying them in the walls. And it's almost a horror film. And I love it. It's suspenseful. It's great. So it's a 4.5 for me.
Oh, and then one thing that he said at the end to Kate is like, you better move out of this town because there's wolves.
You're not a wolf. Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
he's right.
That's enough to scare me. I'm like, I'm packing up.
I love that scene because she like points a gun at him and he just stands and looks at her.
Right up to her chin. Yeah.
It's no, like, no. When he's leaving, he's and she's
like when she's ready to shoot him. Yeah.
He turns and stares. He knows.
Yeah.
She ain't gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
Do it.
She's not a wolf. She's not a wolf.
She the best part of this whole movie. So, okay. So total scores, Alex, what's your total?
My total is a 23 out of a 25. I mean, sorry. 23 out of 25.
Jay?
23 out of 25.
All right. Well, I feel bad because I have a 17.5, but
what?
Well, because I gave the villain a one.
Right. You went off.
It brought it down. So, trust me. I was banking on those last two categories being where you guys get my true feelings of the film. Now, I don't think this is a great action film. I think this is a great film. So it's like, it brings it down a bit, but that's okay. You guys know I love it. That being said, now, future episodes, you will hear more of these bonus episodes with some of our patrons. You will hear Jay coming back in the future, picking another category, maybe some of our other ones. They'll let us know what they want to watch. And if you ever want to do one of these episodes, check out our Patreon page. If you contribute and you think you'd love to be on an action podcast and chat with me and Alex, join up and we'll be more than happy to have you on the show.
If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Jay Manley over on Instagram at JayManley84. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. And you could also head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Join the Patreon so you can watch your favorite episodes of your podcast being filmed live. And then, of course, we have merchandise. You can get the Action Movie Guys t-shirts. You guys can get the Geeks and Flicks t-shirts. Also, that all the money for that will go back into the channel. And you guys also for the lives Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. And our special guest is
Jay.
Be awesome to each other. Be awesome to each other and geek out.
Okay.